It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Toyota is preparing for what may be another week of recalls. This is the week the giant automaker is expected to answer complaints about braking systems on popular cars.
The New York Times and the Reuters News Service say the company is planning to recall hundreds of thousands of hybrid cars. The recall could include the 2010 Prius.
There's also a Lexus hybrid.
And a third hybrid recently marketed in Japan.
Toyota has already recalled 8 million cars for other defects. And this morning, we'll report on the fallout for what may have been Japan's proudest company. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
The shift is changing, and assembly line workers stream out of the Prius factory in Toyota City. This city has only just recovered from what it calls Toyota shock, the automaker's first loss in over 50 years, buffeting tax revenues and affecting the whole economy. Now it's bracing for even worse. The psychological shock of these recalls is huge. In Japan, Toyota's a national icon, a symbol of Japanese technological ability and hard work. And the fact that its halo car, the Prius, has flaws is devastating. Shuichi Masumoto says the mood on the Prius assembly line is bleak.
Of course, everyone's worried. The temporary workers are worried that their term might not be extended. This is Japan's top-selling car, so if the factory stops, it would have a massive impact.
I'm standing in front of City Hall in Toyota City, and what's really interesting is that here in the City Hall car park, there's actually a brand new plug-in charging station that's been built, and plugged in and charging right now is this pale blue Toyota Prius. On the back, it has this sticker right here which says, Hybrid City. That's a sign of just how important Toyota's hybrids are to this part of the world.
Prius and hybrid cars are the last hope for Toyota. And Toyota has dominant market share in the global market. And now the global sector is shifting to new type of vehicles such as hybrid and electric cars. Japanese auto companies were our hope.
Tatsuyo Mizuno, the founder of Mizuno Credit Advisory in Tokyo, says Toyota's hybrid woes have much larger implications.
The problem at Toyota is affecting negatively on the reputation of Japanese auto company as a whole. If Toyota has serious problems in the new types of cars such as hybrid, it damages the reputation of Japanese technology, I think.
That's why Toyota's response is being watched so carefully, to see if the company's damage control can stop the crisis from claiming collateral victims. Honda's expressed fears it could be caught in the slipstream. In any case, it's already conducting its own recall of some 600,000 cars due to a faulty window switch. Any decline in confidence could have economic implications, according to Waseda University's Kenneth Grossberg.
People may begin to question the quality, whereas there was no question about Japanese quality. And this may affect the price premium that Japanese products can command, because the assumption is that they're better than the Chinese equivalent or whatever.
These massive recalls at Toyota and Honda, combined with the bankruptcy of Japan Airlines, reflect to some extent the humbling of Japan Inc. Some analysts blame the insularity and arrogance of successful Japanese companies. Kenneth Grossberg says it's too early to tell what the fallout will be. He describes one possible reaction as the Chicken Little mindset.
The sky is falling yet again. We're losing our position in the world. All our companies are falling apart. Our youth do not do what they're supposed to do. They're not studying. They're not working. They're not, you know, the usual litany of complaints that come after a decade and a half of mostly bad news in Japan.
Everyone is bracing themselves now for more bad news to come. Toyota's handling of the crisis so far has been criticized here, with the press turning on CEO Akio Toyoda for an apology which was seen as insincere. Most are desperately hoping that Toyota is learning from its mistakes. For the company and Japan itself, the stakes could hardly be higher. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Tokyo.